Hey guys, welcome to Tales from a Butterfly podcast. I'm your host, Taria Shondell. Sometimes caterpillar, sometimes butterfly, but always striving to make it through life's many metamorphoses with my faith intact. With this podcast, I hope to encourage anyone that is going through life situations, no matter what they are, that have left you feeling like you will forever be a caterpillar in the cocooning stage, having to continually shed your skin while fighting to get free from any chains that are holding you back from your transformation. I want to tell you, keep your faith in the transformer, believing that just like the butterfly, when you come out, you will be a thing of beauty who is not afraid to fly. So come on, my butterflies, let's fly. You're listening to episode 40 of the Tales from a Butterfly podcast, titled Heaven's Protector. Randy and Celeste Whitley talk about fighting for heaven while living on earth, part two. Hey guys, thank you so much for coming back this week. This is part two, as I said a few seconds ago. This is part two of last week's episode, Heaven's Protector. Randy and Celeste Whitley talk about fighting for heaven while living on earth. If you have not listened to part one, do yourself a favor, and I beg of you, please go back and listen to part one. You will definitely be blessed. And if you have listened to part one already, continue on listening to this part two. I promise it'll bless you.
So what hurts us in the kingdom is that when we start operating in our gift, operating in our call, and then the adversary comes and buffets us and enters into our life and causes chaos, or God puts us in a purifying season, most of us fall short and yield back on our yes. But in order for us to stand firm in our yes, we have to understand that that yes is going to cost you something. Okay. Not is it going to cost you something. It's going to cost you everything.
Why? Because Jesus
a life
Christ.
Laid down. It has to. It's a life laid down for the call. That it's not I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. So I have to die to myself. And so the reason we don't see signs, wonders, and miracles operating in our workplaces, operating in some of our churches, is because we don't want to live a life laid down. So I want to be more concerned about my outfit on Sunday that I wear to church than being available for God to use me. So I'll spend 3 days getting ready for church so other people can see what I have on versus spending 3 days getting ready to enter into his presence.
Yeah. I think that if you look at the fact that Christ lost everything for us, he gave up something. He gave his life up for us. He took away, he took the full weight of our sin life. He never sinned. But he's going to take this L for us. And so he says, if you want to reign with me, you got to suffer with me. Okay. Ministry costs because Christ's ministry costs. For God so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That came with a cost. So how can we do God's work without paying a cost? It's a minimum cost
compared to
what he did. He paid the ultimate cost because he was the ultimate sacrifice. We can never sacrifice and ever reach what he did on the cross. It's impossible. But if you want to do things with me, if you want to roll with me too, you got to be willing to give up something that's going to cost you something. What we give up don't cost God enough that it doesn't even move him.
You know, we used to have these things.
We could do this.
No, say it. No,
we used to have these things in the Baltimore City, and the last mayor canceled them. She said we weren't doing them anymore. I can't remember the exact name. Y'all are probably going to remember. But you could, if you got a ticket.
Oh, amnesty.
The amnesty.
The amnesty will come. And if you got a ticket, you could go down and not pay your fines. And that was such a relief to be able to pay whatever your ticket was your original fee without any penalties. Because the penalties accumulate and make you unable to pay it.
Yeah.
So you can have that $32 ticket. and this is the thing. This is where we mess up in the body. I could pay my $32
ticket. Right.
You're right. And I don't have to wait for the mayor. I don't have to wait for my pastor. I don't have to wait for anybody to say there's an amnesty. Let me just go ahead and chalk up this $32 and go ahead and pass to this church. Let me go ahead and pay this $32 and go ahead and marry this man, start this group home, do this podcast. Let me go ahead and pay this $32 because if I don't,
the penalty that I'm going to have to pay.
Because then I'm operating in sin. I'm operating in disobedience. And that cost, that penalty is a doozy. I've had a ticket where my penalty was like $700.
Oh, you...
I stood in that line. Yeah, that's how I know. Because I stood downtown in that line half of the day wrapped around the building so I could pay $32 instead of that $700. I'll never forget it.
And then even then, for you to be able to get that reprieve, it still costs you something, your time.
Absolutely. Now, I was going to say that, listen. Part of the penalty for our disobedience is we lose time. Is that, you know, if you think about, if I would have just yielded and surrendered. You got to preach too tomorrow. Right? Time is the only thing that we can't even manipulate.
You are so right. Because no matter
time belongs to God, because he's from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. We can't share that attribute of God because he is time itself. And so what we lose, part of the penalty is too short. When we don't fulfill a purpose and you cut off because you lost time, the penalty is death because we ran out of what God blessed us with. If you think about it, morning by morning, what? New mercies. But there's a measure of grace that he gives us. There's a level, a measure of mercy. He doesn't give us complete mercy forever and ever. Right. He just says every day, morning by morning, new mercies he'll give you. But when your day is over and you haven't completed your work, and he no longer has need of you, your mercy is withdrawn and you did. Because your purpose is gone. Because you didn't fulfill it. So the thing that, one of our penalties is time.
Losing time. Y'all, you know what? I'm just, okay. I'm like, this is so good because this is what.
Stop getting speechless.
Huh? Say it again.
I said, this is a podcast. You're going to have to stop.
The Lord, no, you know, okay, I'm not going to say speeches. This is what I'm going to say. No, I'm going to say the Lord is allowing me to gather my thoughts because he knows that I need to hear it too.
Yeah.
So gather your thoughts and then get, because this is, you're talking about the, so many people preach about the promise and the this and the that, and then they act like because you have it, you'll always be in season.
Honey.
And so you know, I was telling somebody, Corey knows I like to use analogies. You know, and I'm sure you know, as a woman, you'll be in the mirror doing your hair, talking to God, and then he'll just give you something, and you don't know why until somebody comes and asks, and you can break it down.
Absolutely.
But because somebody had told me, well, God gives his gifts, you know, without repentance. So I said, imagine if you had like you wanted to turn it down? Okay. Imagine if I gave you, Celeste, your favorite color is purple.
Yeah.
So imagine if I gave you this beautiful $1,000 cashmere sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Merry Christmas, Celeste. Cashmere, we know we wear in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So one day you got to go somewhere with Randy, got to go minister. So let me throw on that gift that Taria got me. Oh, you know what? I don't want to pay the cost because if I wear it, I'm going to have to get it clean. I'm going to have to get it dry cleaning.
Yeah.
So let me put it up. Oh, it's cold outside. You know what? I'm just going to stay inside. I'm not going to wear my. So now all these opportunities have come for you to wear your sweater. So not only are you not wearing your sweater, but you're not doing other things, that you're not exercising, not going to the gym, not doing. So now a whole season has passed. Mm. It's now spring. It's now summer. Summer's now transitioning back into fall. So you could kind of get away with wearing the sweater and you go put it on and it no longer fits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still not, it's not the season for it really.
Mm-hmm.
So Taria's not going to take that gift back from you because I gave it to you,
mm-hmm.
but you're no longer in season.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even fit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just because he gives it without repentance, if I don't do what I'm supposed to do and nurture it and exercise it,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have something that no longer fits.
Yeah,
but it's mine.
Certainly.
I think seasons are so significant because God is the God of creation. He's the creator. And I think that his creation is what speaks about his deity, about his holiness, about his magnificence. You know, And so if you think about Ecclesiastes 3 is one of my favorite scriptures. I wish I could preach from it all the time. Preaching would be a lot easier. But it says, to everything there's a season, a purpose to everything under the sun. And it goes through a long list of different things. And God is a God. The seasons change, but God never changed. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Mm. Seasons have to change because God is that vast that we could never glimpse him just in one season and say, that's who God is. He's too large for that. Mm. We can't look at him in the summer and don't ever think about the winter. Look at him in the winter and don't think about the spring. Because he's that vast. That's so much to God that we can't look at him in our small season and just say, oh, that's who God is, because your seasons change.
Right.
So I won't always be sick. I will be healed. I won't always be broke. I'll become the lender. I won't always be lonely. I will be attached to somebody else in a different season. So don't get stuck in your season. Don't get stuck looking at God out the window. Leave the house and take a walk around the block.
Don't get stuck looking at God out the window. Yeah. So you guys flow. I'm noticing that, like you said, Celeste has to preach tomorrow, and you have to preach tomorrow too. Yeah. So you guys, it's not like you're married and, oh, my wife's a preacher and I'm a preacher. You can tell that they're, I don't know how to describe that. Even though you both may preach at separate times, there's still a oneness.
Yeah.
So how did you guys come to that point as a married couple?
It was challenging at first for me as a woman, because women aren't viewed the same way even in 2017 as men are in ministry. And so even early on in our ministry, I tried to fit a different mold.
Okay.
And it just didn't work for me. It didn't work because it hindered the gift. It harnessed who I was in God. And so what happened was we were planting our church.
Okay.
We were planting our church, and it was said, it'll be so much easier if Pastor Randy is the head pastor and you be, you know, his co-pastor, because it's just accepted globally much better. And y'all are international ministry, and so he has to be the forefront because it's easily accepted. Mm. And I took that to be truth because it was coming from people who had been responsible for planting thousands of churches.
Mm.
And so that kind of set the course for us for a while.
Okay.
But it was just always, it was always strife, not strife between the two of us, but strife meaning, you know, the wind. There's a wind that carries ministry. There's a wind that carries this podcast. There's a wind that carries everything.
Okay.
And so that wind, some say it's the anointing, some say it's the spirit, but it's the wind, the momentum behind the thing that causes it to move forward. So we had this strife where it was like resistance, turbulence. Okay. Like, you know, you apply for certain things and something just wouldn't happen. And it was just always something, you know, when we would go do ministry, it was just like something just is a not
okay
off.
Okay.
And we had a 30-second conversation, and I said, Randy, I don't want you to feel that I'm not trying to one up you.
Okay.
And he was like, I wanted to have the same conversation. I didn't want you to think that I was lazy. I really think that you should take the leadership role in this, and I am right here beside you. And I said, I didn't know how to say it. I mean, I went to my mentor, I went to somebody extremely close to me and was like, look, I don't know how to have this conversation. What should I say? Because I think he's going to think like, well, who do you think you are? And it was quite the opposite. Literally 30 seconds. We had a conversation, and that day, the wind got behind our ministry. That day, everything changed because he gave me permission to be me. He gave me permission to be me, which gave him permission to be him. And now we flow in our lanes, and the wind is beneath us. The spirit is beneath us. The momentum is pushing us, and it's pushing us upward, because I know who I am and God have always known, but I was letting man put their opinion on me.
You.
And like, oh, well, no, I can't do that. I can't say that. I can't be the one that put... It's when we're Mr. and Mrs. See, when we're Mr. and Mrs. Whitley, it's Mr. and Mrs. Whitley.
Gotcha. Okay.
You understand
okay.
what I'm
yes,
saying?
I
this
got
is
it.
My
I got
mister.
It.
This is my king. Okay. I'm subject to him. Mm-hmm. When it comes to ministry, it's Celeste and Randy.
And Randy.
You understand? So it was, I was torn between wife and
co-laborer.
And co-laborer in ministry. And it okay. wasn't until we had and put things in right order that it was like, oh, it's okay for me to be pastor, for us to be pastors Celeste and Randy Whitley and still be Mr.
And Mrs.
Randy
Whitley.
One doesn't have anything to do with the other. Mm-hmm. And that's how we're able to maintain it. Because I know who I am as a wife. I know when I'm a wife.
Okay.
I know who I am as a pastor. And I know when I'm pastoring, when I'm flowing. He knows I plow. He plants. Mm. If you listen to the way Randy talks, if you listen to his, he plants seeds. He says
yes.
phrases. He can say a phrase. We have a member of our church. Shout out to you, Brother Mike. I know you're listening.
So, happy birthday,
brother, Brother Mike sits in the congregation with his little notepad. When Pastor Randy is preaching, he says this, you know, these little cliches and these little words. And I'm like, God, like he preached today, he did it today. And I used to try to say, I got to give the people something that rhymes. And I got to have,
yes,
like,
yes, yes.
He'll have three R's, like rescue, redeem, and restore. And I'm like, yes, that's it. Rescue, redeem, and restore. And it would never fly.
Right.
It would never work.
Because that's not who you
because
are.
Because I plow. I go and get. I ask the questions. I do the work. I pull up.
I was just going to pull up
I
the
pull
root
up
of
things from the root. That's the anointing. I have a hawk's eye where I can look in and keenly see what the problem is. And so when I plow, Randy comes where I've plowed
and
plant seeds.
In
and
that
so
fresh
that,
ground.
That brings a harvest. And that's what we're experiencing yeah. today. So as long as I don't try to plant and he doesn't try to plow, we can do ministry.
Right. I think that for me, what has given us that oneness, I feel like, is pressure.
Gee.
Because in order for an olive to produce oil, it has to be crushed.
Okay.
Yes, Lord.
If you surrender to God and you allow God to crush you, he'll get the best out of you. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless we agree?
I couldn't have said that.
Right? And so listen, the bottom line is that the oneness is because we became one with each other. Mm-hmm. God says, and the two shall become one flesh. And so if you really call to who God called you to, there's no conflict here with character because I'm Randy, that's Celeste all day long.
Okay.
You know, that's Pastor Celeste, I'm Pastor Randy. Don't get it twisted. Our true leader can follow.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes.
And so it doesn't take nothing away from me to follow my wife lead because I trust her.
Right.
Because I want her to follow my lead in the house.
That's
and
right.
so I'll be able to follow her lead outside the house. But the difference is there's no competition.
Mm-mm.
Because we're working together for kingdom's sake. Because
when he wins, I win.
Absolutely.
Right.
When I win, he wins. There's no division
lose,
between
wins,
us.
Right.
I think the problem comes in where people can't celebrate each other.
Okay.
When there's this comparison or this, I call it, that's the shameless plug. That's the name of our current marriage session is his and hers. I think part of the problem
hers,
is
okay.
there's so much division and where this is yours, this is mine. No, this is ours. Pastor Randy just said it, when two become one. So if we're one, there's no such thing as his and mine.
It's
there's
ours.
No such thing. Every aspect of our life is ours. It's, I know we don't like to say it, it's our money. What I spend my money on ultimately affects him. What
very
he
true.
Spends his money on ultimately affects me.
That's
I don't
very true.
I don't care if it is him buying a pair of red shoes. At the end of the day, those red shoes affect me.
Right.
Because he represents me outside.
Right.
I can buy my red bottoms if I want to, exhaust the bank account.
Right.
Use it if I want. Go buy the red bottoms. Ultimately, that affects him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So
yes.
there really is no division between us. But the enemy and the world system has bled over into the kingdom mindset so much that we think it's this is mine. This is not your podcast. This is your podcast.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm sorry people can't see with my hand.
Yeah, she's including me and Corey.
Yeah.
She
stirred the water.
But, yes, she did.
But
I'm jumping in.
Right. Two are better than one.
Yeah.
Two are better than one. Two are
better than one.
If we don't get that, we're going to always have division.
I think part of the
that
problem is
so
we overlook this part. where the Bible says when you're in marriage, the covenant of marriage, that I'm yours and you are mine.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm God's, I'm his, and he is mine.
Mm.
And so the same relationship that we have as individuals with God is the same relationship we have with as individuals other. Within marriage. Why? Because it says that the husband should love
the wife
as Christ loved the church. And the wife should what?
Honor the husband as unto the Lord. Lord.
And so the thing is that if I have some brokenness here, it's definitely brokenness here.
Oh, man. So if
I can't
have wholeness
here,
right? Broken.
Because our marital life should mirror our spiritual walk.
Mm.
And
okay.
So
okay.
That's how, because I belong to her and she belongs to me. That's ownership, but it's ownership in Christ. Not in the world standard. The world ownership is do as I say, not as I do.
Okay.
Kingdom
you're right.
Ownership is how can two walk
said.
And God said, how can two walk together
unless they agree.
Mm-hmm. And so you gotta understand that the world perspective a lot of times is actually opposite of what kingdom perspective.
Mm.
Because God says, recognize. Listen, right. if someone offends you, it says what? Turn the other cheek. The world perspective, if somebody offends
an eye
you,
for an eye.
Take them out. Eye for eye. But that's not the law, because Christ what? Fulfilled the law.
Mm.
So the world is glimpsing in using kingdom principles and perverting it to fit their needs.
And then we're going out.
Without God. And that's the problem.
And we're going out
to the world, looking at what they're doing and trying to bring it into the kingdom instead of looking into the word.
Now you have women who are saying, oh, he's intimidated by how much money I make.
Yes, yes.
Or especially in a time and space right now where women are being elevated,
mm-hmm.
women are being celebrated. That statistics, this is not my opinion. I'm not doing a shameless plug for myself. This really is fact. You can look it up yourself. That what's thriving right now are women-run businesses.
Mm.
That women are taking over the marketplace. Women are taking ownership in Small Business Association. Mm. If you research Small Business Association, it's been taken over by women.
Okay.
And if you look at women's rights, the movement behind women's rights, mm-hmm. everything. Now, I could go somewhere altogether different about that, but that's not time for this. That's not the question you asked me. But the fact is, if we really recognize that that's what's happening and we take a kingdom mindset, then what is the kingdom mindset? It's what Randy just said, that I am going to submit to him even my business.
Ooh, that's the problem.
I'm going to submit it to him because he's my covering. He is my other half. He is my partner. So if I take my business, yes, it's thriving. Yes, I'm making all the money. Yes, I'm doing ministry. I'm doing ministry successfully. I'm now in a space where I'm understanding that I have a ministry outside of our ministry that we pastor in. So, okay, I can take ownership of that and I can do that. However, it's still submitted to him because I am to what? Honor him. As unto the Lord. Mm. So, okay, if the picture I have is an umbrella, you like analogy. So here's this umbrella. If I'm under this umbrella, I can't be under the umbrella in my business over there. So now that's my money. That's my ministry. That's my this over there.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's attached to me. So I'm the brand. Mm. So if I'm submitted and I'm under my umbrella, which is Randy, my covering, guess what has to come along with it?
Your business.
My ministry.
And everything.
My ministry. If Randy has business, Randy has ministry, Randy has work, and he is submitted unto the Lord, guess what? That still includes me, because he's to love me as Christ loves the church. And what does that mean? That he cares for me, he loves me, he includes me. Who is man that thou were even mindful of me? So who am I that you're even considering me? But I am the reason why you can do your business successfully.
Right. I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to stop this.
I'm going to be honest with you. The reason why we do business successfully, because when I worked for Celeste and creatively Celeste, I don't
creatively,
get paid.
Look, see, that's what the problem is. You don't even know the name of the business.
Creatively
yours
by
Celeste,
right?
You don't get paid.
I don't get paid. But when she used to work for RW Management,
she got paid. That's right.
And that's the problem. That, to me, was equal rights, but I don't want to bring that into the
session.
Well, I want to say this. Is that that's not what's yours is mine, what's mine is yours. It was what's yours was yours, and what was yours as well. And that's that world perspective. Because our events wasn't necessarily church events. It was always secular events. RW Management only dealt with Christian artists. We was a saved establishment. And so she got a taste of that world and just put the Christ beside, you know, her husband. the work, you know.
Did you not reap the benefits creatively in my life?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I would
feed
him.
That's probably how you probably got some of them shoes, them red shoes.
I would feed him.
You ate.
He ate.
She didn't give
he
me.
He got no, what he needed.
She didn't buy me no red shoes.
He got what he needed. You were
wink, 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 wink to the listeners.
But that's it. Wait a minute. But me getting what I needed is part of the marital package.
No, but
package.
You would,
that's
but you would get what
kingdom.
You needed even when
God
exhausted.
Said he would supply all my needs. That includes you. That's why he gave you to me.
But,
he,
when but you got it in abundance.
Right, and restless.
He said that I can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen.
You said, what about when you was tired?
You said, when you was what?
When I was tired, my feet was hurting. I still would because that was your baby.
I think Jesus was tired. I mean, if you think about it, I knew you were going to laugh. God be too serious. Jesus was tired. He carried a cross.
Okay, when I
down
open
a dusty
when
road,
I open cow, it don't, up don't, again. When I open it up again.
I'm not
again,
working for you.
You can't.
I'm not working
you
for you.
You can't be my partner.
No, I want to be an owner. That's right.
No, you can't be
an
owner.
I
want to
be an owner.
No.
See, that's
no.
what I'm saying. See, that's
no.
what I'm talking. Ain't nothing changed.
No.
Same
I'm
stuff, different day.
I'm
you know,
sorry,
I'm going to stick
sorry.
To preaching. You go ahead and you plan your events.
You say okay. ain't nothing changed.
I'm going to just keep Robin. Preaching.
Preach, Robin.
But her events are going to lead the people to the church.
I don't know. To you. Not when she working. You talking about business owner Celeste. I'm just joking.
Well, look, I was going to say, but now I saw Celeste in action.
Yeah.
With man, Celeste didn't play. Celeste had the face. She, I mean, you come in and you knew, you better come in here and do what you're supposed to do.
Right, but funny thing is, listen, the funny thing is, though, Terrell, is that, listen, she was still, she was plucking up then.
You was not getting money, listeners.
She was plucking up then. She was plucking up then, and I was still planting seeds then because I would go behind what she do. And I was softening it.
Okay.
If you think about it, when she started working with me, she was, you know, she would go plow the ground and I would go behind her and plant.
Okay.
That's how we did ministry. Yeah. And I think that that's what God gave us that gift before we even did ministry
before
to
you
operate within kingdom integrity. Because if you got my old business card, it says serving you with what? Kingdom integrity. That's part of our vision for our ministry. And serving you with kingdom integrity.
It's so funny. I guess that's the same like with me and Corey when I think about. Listeners, I had shared with Randy and Celeste that I used to say, oh, I don't know if me and Corey could ever work together because of that mentality.
Yeah.
Well, I talk, I do this, and he sings, and he does that, and I can't do.
Good.
But now it's such a seamless integration. And I'll tease him, but even though he will sit home, and you know what man works all week long? You know what? You can stay home and spend money to take the kids back and forth up the
That's
road
it.
On a promise.
That's it.
Not that has That's that it. May not have been fulfilled.
That's yes, it.
He could have been said, you know what? I need you to go out and I need you to do this. And in turn, I had to learn not to be a modern day Eve and manipulate
Talk.
Situations
Talk right
to my advantage.
Because
I would go to him, even though I knew he wasn't going to agree, so I would go to him. With a plan. Well, you know, God gave me this plan.
Yeah. Mm.
But if he's not at, I had to learn, if he's not at ease with it, then it ain't necessarily
That's
God's
it.
Plan. And so like you said, we're taking God's, you said it earlier, we're taking what God has for us and putting our logical.
Yeah, we're taking what God said and putting our logic to it.
Yeah.
And we're manipulating his word.
Yes, and then we say, God, I know you're going to show up. Because I would do that. Like he would say, you know, I don't think this is the audition for them to go to.
Yeah.
So we need to, you know, save money. And I'm thinking, but no, because da-da-da. And then you go, and then now, you know, you're like looking, God, I know you're going to step in this plan. And God is like, well, I'm going to step in your plan.
Yeah.
That wasn't my plan.
I'm not in it.
So I had to learn to, I looked up the word submission, and I think it was the Greek or Latin. It's hupotasso. And all it simply said was yielding to another's advice. So I said, for us women, you look at it, I go, submission. No, I'm just yielding to his advice. And if I'm honest, if I go to him with something, most times he's right.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know, because he may be quiet. Listeners, he does talk. He may be quiet. But I know if he speaks on something, it's coming from his heart.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
I'm learning as a wife to accept that and not think I know all.
That's right.
And even when I am right and he may be wrong, I just say, Lord, let him know.
That's right.
Lord,
that's right.
But that God's going both ways. And I'm telling you, the power of submission. Because we are submitted to you just as you are submitted to us.
Mm-hmm.
But most people feel like, oh, she submitted to me. Like a lot of guys have this misconception that, oh, because I'm the head of the family, that's it. You just do what I ask you to do. Mm-hmm. You come to me. That's a part of it. But God called us to lead, but to lead with compassion.
Hmm.
Okay. You can't be a leader without compassion. You have to be able to follow sometimes being a leader. Even if I don't fully agree, I have to let you at least try, because why would I be a dream killer in our own relationship? Why would I stop you from something God is trying to do in you? So if God is working on my wife here, why would I crush you every time you bring something to the table? Why would I prevent you from venturing out beyond your comfort zone to meet God in a different way?
That's good. Wow, y'all have really given us, like, it's funny because I was like, what direction am I going to go in? So, and I told Celeste and Randy that I pray before every podcast to let what needs to come out, come out. And y'all have filled me up. You know, when you eat a good meal, you feel like you can go home and get under the covers and sleep. I feel like y'all have filled me up. And I can go home and like go to sleep. I'm going to, my last thing that I want both of you to do as Christians, kingdom minded people, not even just Christians, people who are doing the work of the Lord, y'all are in the field. With married couples in particular, Randy, what is, if you had to, a new couple getting married, starting out, fresh in marriage, fresh in God, what is your one, what is the one piece of advice that you would give the husband? And Celeste, what is one piece of advice that you would give the wife?
And this is not me being super spiritual, it's me being completely honest. My advice to anybody that's taking on marriage, any husband, would to make sure that your relationship with God is intact before you make a relationship with somebody else. Because it's impossible for me to love my wife like Christ loved the church if I'm not in relationship with the person that loves the church.
Wow, that's good. That can you say that again? Say that again.
Make sure that their relationship, the husband relationship, is intact with Christ. Make sure he understands this horizontal relationship.
Okay.
This vertical relationship.
Okay.
Because this vertical relationship dictates the tone in our horizontal relationship. And so the bottom line is this. If I don't know who he is, I will never be able to treat her like she's supposed to be treated. Because the Bible tells me to honor my wife as Christ loved the church. And if I don't know Christ, then I can't love her like the church. Because I'm bad with the church. And so I don't go to church.
Wow.
So the very thing that you want God to bless is the very thing that you reject.
Wow.
That's my two cents.
That, okay.
Mm-hmm. For me, the number one thing that I have to say to young women is learn respect.
That's big.
Learn how to respect your husband. Learn how to respect your husband before you have one. Learn to respect men. Learn to respect men. Learn to respect men. Wow. Every man is not your father. That abandoned you, that left you, that mistreated you, that hurt you. Because what we do is we get married, and this is that same scripture that we keep talking about, is that how can I honor him as unto the Lord if I have no clue what honor looks like? And it's been my experience that most women don't know how to respect men. The deepest need for every man, I don't care whether they Asian, rich, poor, white, black, Hispanic, whether they Christian, non-Christian, the deepest need for every man is respect. Honor and respect.
Y'all, Corey just lifted his hand up in praise.
It's the deepest need. I don't. You can meet a man that will deny it, but I guarantee you, if you tap into the anointing, talk to them for 5 minutes, you'll find that what they're really looking for, but they just don't have the language for, is respect and honor. The deepest need for every woman, no matter her nationality, no matter whether she's saved or not saved, is to be provided for and protected. If you find any marriage that is falling apart, it's falling apart because of the disappointment, not because of finances, not because of communication. It's because of disappointment. Disappointment that you never honored me, that you don't respect me. Disappointed is I don't feel safe. I don't feel provided for. So for a woman, I would say, learn to respect. Learn what honor looks like. Learn to honor the scripture that you said something about submission. That's one of my most passionate things with wives, is really don't reject submission. Submission is the best quality. That's why God told us to do it, because it's so fruitful, so beneficial.
Yes.
When your husband, it does not say honor your husband when he talks to you, right? Honor your husband when he provides for you the way you want to be provided for. Honor your husband when he's cute, when he wears what you want him to wear, when he does everything. No, it says honor your own husband.
Period.
So that means that I have the responsibility to honor even in my disappointment. And that is a gift. And it takes the anointing and it takes the power of God to submit when a man is disappointing you. But so if you get that quality before you get married,
then
you learn how to respect the man that's outside of your house with his pants hanging down, selling drugs on your corner, guess what? I'm going to respect you. Hello, young man. Hi, sir. How you feeling today? Because I'm learning and training myself, even when I'm angry, with the way you're showing up in the world, I'm still going to respect you. Even though you walk in there calling me out of my name, sir, I'm not a bee, but bless you anyway. You understand? Even I can look at my father who has hurt me, not my personal father, but my father who has hurt me, that somebody on this listening to this podcast right now, you are in a situation where you hate your father. You think your father is the worst person ever. So now you hate men. And so now you're looking for a relationship. You single. I can see you right now with tears flowing down your face. You got on a purple shirt. That you sitting right here and you crying because the anointing is speaking to you. Stop hating your father. Honor him. Respect him. Dad, I know you did the best that you could. Yeah, you hurt me. Yes, you violated me. Yes, you cussed my mother out. Yes, you hit my mother. But that was all you knew, because your grandfather did the same thing. So here you are repeating only what you know. We give as a parent only what we have to give, only what we know how to give. So if I know pain, punishment, cussing, abuse, that's what I'm going to give. So you got to forgive your father, honor him, and watch how God will open your heart. He'll open your heart, and then your man of God can show up, and you'll honor him. Wow. But right now, you're going to cuss at him. You're going to abuse him because you hate him, because you hate your father. So the thing that I would say to every woman, every single woman, whether you married or waiting to be married, learn to respect. Learn to respect, because if you respect a man, all the hell in him will change. Because the scripture tells us that when we submit to our husband, even when he's not living up to the word of God, how I win him is by my purity. When you look at purity, purity has to do with holiness, right standing, being set apart. And what does that include? Honor. So even when my husband's not living up to the word of God, I still got to be pure and remain righteous. That's a gift. That's a gift. And that's what that'll keep you in marriage. If you know how to honor and respect a man, it'll keep you.
It'll keep you.
Because God will fight for you. When he'll
God will fight
for
you.
Yeah, when God sees you righteous, he will fight for you.
That's his banner.
You don't even have to do it. You don't even have to fight. So you don't have to cuss your husband out. You don't have to, I wish you would marry me. I wish you would do this. I don't like to honor him. Watch what'll happen. I'm not saying it's going to change overnight. But even in the process, God will keep you. I know a woman right now, she's been married for almost 50 something odd years. Her husband is good and crazy. And I can say that because I had permission to say it. That he's good and crazy. He's unsaved. He talks to her any kind of way. But guess what? She's got a hold of this lesson, a hold of this scripture, and she's holding fast. She cooks for him. She doesn't cuss at him anymore. And guess what? God is providing for this woman in miraculous ways. It's like she's aging backwards.
Wow.
No, her marriage is not together. I mean, you know, meaning her husband hasn't come to the Lord. Her husband isn't walking around telling her that she smell like roses and all of this stuff. None of that. But her life. Because God will fight for you.
Yeah. You don't have to prove anything. Just go through the process.
Yeah.
Say that again. You don't have to
prove anything. Just go through the process. Because we give up just before the breakthrough comes. It's almost like running a marathon and giving up.
Right before the finish line.
Just before the finish line, so I quit.
Wow.
You know, people don't really see things through faith. They see it through their own expectation. Mm-hmm. And that's limited. We have a limited view of life because we only seen life from a limited perspective. Mm-hmm. Why not trust who gave me life?
And who created life.
Why wouldn't I put myself in his hands? He's the one that created me before I was even formed. So why would I give it to drugs? Why would I give it to men who don't love me? Why would I give it to the streets who don't give me nothing back? Why would I give it to jail? Why would I give it to homosexuality? Why would I give it to low self-esteem? Why would I give myself to all of these things that can't fulfill me? But for the grace of God to me. Wow. Listen. Put us in back in his hands.
I like that. I think I'm in there. Put us back. Put yourself back in his God's hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know y'all listeners are blessed. I'm blessed. I always go back and listen to the podcast myself. Like I'm a fresh listener. And I'm going to be honest. I can't wait until Monday. So I could go back and really soak in. Yeah, Married Monday. Yeah, because me and Corey said we were going to have Married Mondays.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so like everyone... So yeah, that's what y'all did the next couple Married Mondays because y'all just filled, like even for me and Corey being married for 16 years, and I'll say this real quick, I thank you for being a blessing to women because I read the things that you post, I see the things that you say, and it reminds me to go back and check myself as his wife. And I like how you said, even if he dishonors you, even in his dishonor, you still have to honor him. And it's funny because women will think, well, he's not doing this for me. But then we think about what we tell our kids. Just because your brother's not doing his chores, that'll make you not responsible to do yours.
Right.
So it's the same thing. So I thank y'all so much. And I want y'all, the listeners listening, I know just listening to this is a little nugget. And I know y'all want the fullness of Randy and Celeste. So I can say on the podcast, they can expect to see my face, Celeste Kent, in sessions.
Wonderful.
I'm going to be there.
Wonderful.
And I want y'all to please plug everything you have going on so that way we can promote it, we can attend, because y'all are
we just have our worship at the Sheraton North in Towson, Maryland.
Okay.
Grace Fellowship Church International. Our website is gfcinternational.org if you just want to connect with us on Facebook. Grace Fellowship Church International on Facebook. We do have a marriage session coming up for couples. It's free.
Okay.
It will be at Sheraton North on November the 20th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
This will be, it's called His and Hers, and this is the first time we've actually bringing the husbands and the wives together.
Yeah, because normally I see hers and,
pray
for us.
Yeah, pray for us. They try not to do it. They've gotten so spoiled by having their own environment to communicate. It's kind of difficult to bring them together. We forcing them together. They're kicking and screaming. But I wanted to say something to you before you end this podcast. When I met you and Corey, it was, like I said, the same way through Randy Robinson Kingdom. But I wanted to say this to you because we never all talked about it. But I always watched you and Corey and how Corey handled you.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say to you, Corey, man, you are an example to even like people like me.
Mm-hmm.
You're showing what you're saying.
Wow.
And so you're demonstrating what a priestly man looks like, because I remember Corey would not come to certain things he needed to do something with his family.
That's right.
Mm. Corey would not, if it was going to cause his family to go without, he's not going to do that.
That's
right. He's very responsible. And I just want to tell you, I don't know even if you paid attention to it, but Corey was so serious about providing for his family, being in place for his wife and his kids. That came to him first after God, and I respect that because the same posture and humility that he's operating in now, he's always operated in, even when he didn't know I watched.
Right.
Mm. Even if you didn't know I was watching, even your book, and I was like, wow, this girl got a book. And I've been watching you guys walk. We don't have to talk every day, but I still see you. And I just want you to know God is pleased with what you're doing. And don't let people discourage you and talk you out of what God has given you to do and put in your hands.
Yeah. Wow.
They're going to try to pry your hands open. Keep your hands closed, holding on to the promise of God. Don't let your promise out your hands.
No, sir. No doubt.
Listeners,
that's it.
Celeste gave me tissues in the beginning of the podcast for a reason. She makes me mad. I was like, yes, I didn't even need them. I thank you for I thank you for that, because I've always knew he was a good man, but I always felt like it had to be, this is what I wanted. But he told me one time, God gave you the family you needed, not the family you necessarily wanted.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
And he's the only person in my life, and I'll say it, to the end that has never tried to change me.
Yeah.
And me and my crazy self will be like, you don't want me to be like this? Why you don't want me to be like that? And now I'm like, he will let this butterfly, like I said, it last fly 15,000 miles and come back. He'd be like, you good?
Right.
Right.
So he knows that there's, even in my submission to him, there's still a certain freedom.
Yeah.
And he allows me that. So I thank y'all so much.
That sound leadership.
Yeah, and I love him. It's going to be, I'm going to be chasing him when he's 75. Like, come here. Yeah. Come here.
No doubt about it.
Young whippersnapper.
No doubt about it.
So, is anything else y'all, like, as far as, do y'all do couples counseling if anybody's interested?
Yes, we do coaching. We don't call it counsel.
Coaching. I like that. How can they reach y'all personally?
They can reach Pastor Celeste through Facebook.
Okay. And y'all, she like the Holy Spirit and flies through. So when she puts something on there, good, catch her. But I can say for sure she will respond. I saw them. They came to the church when Dr. Matthew Stevenson was there. And Celeste, again, she going to look at you when she first meets you with eyes. And it's like, God is showing her everything about your life, even if she don't say nothing. I know that's what it is. Wow. I know that's what it is. Because when she hugged me standing by the door when I was buying that tape, I almost felt like, she going to say something. get your mind right. Get your mind right. Because I feel like she going to know what I'm thinking. So she gave me this hug and she looked in my eyes and said, I see you and I'm proud of what you're doing.
Yeah. Wow.
And I knew that she saw me.
Yeah. Yes, no doubt.
I was like, Lord, you didn't show her everything.
Always.
Because I just knew the way she, you know, the way that she embraced me. So, and I say that to say, I told her about the podcast. I sent her a message, y'all, and she immediately responded back. And she forced me to be better because I hadn't even decided on the topic. And I said, she didn't know, but she sent me a text and I was right on it right then. I was eating. I put my food down. I was like, come on, Lord, give me something. This is what it's going to be about. So if y'all need to reach her, ladies, gentlemen, she is definitely a woman of her word. She will respond back. She's going to plow, but you will get to the root of your issue. And I guarantee you, your life will be changed for the better because of it. So, guys, everybody listening, thank you so much for always tuning in, always listening, supporting. You spell Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E, and then Whitley, W-H-I-T-E. No.
It's Celeste Brownlee hyphen Whitley.
Oh, you spell that because I don't want y'all listen again because we rewinded. Okay,
it's
go ahead.
It's Celeste Brownlee, B-R-O-W-N-L-E-Y hyphen Whitley, W-H-I-T-L-E-Y on Facebook. And on Instagram, I'm at Creatively Celeste.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Anybody?
And Twitter is at Pastor C. Whitley.
I like that. I like the at Pastor C. Whitley. Look, so look, any
but
first ladies.
Tweet.
So you don't tweet?
I don't do too. What?
Underscore GFCI.
And Randy goes with GFCI. Okay.
Underscore GFCI. That's the church Instagram.
Okay. Oh, I got to make sure I follow that. Okay. And Twitter. Okay. No, that's
First of all, let me just say publicly, I'm proud of my wife because she was not a person that promotes herself on social media. She has added people as friends that have been in her box for 2 years. Hopefully, they're still with us.
Didn't even know how to let people follow you on Instagram. Judge somebody else now.
But because we deal with millennials, you have to be savvy in certain areas because they don't communicate the old time way. You know, so now you have to come to more modern ways of communicating to reach those, you know.
Or the Lord has blessed y'all so much abundantly that you'll have staff that'll be able to do that for you. And they're going to have a heart for y'all so you can trust them to post whatever.
I received that from the prophet.
I still do my own social media.
So let's say that we need him to stop. So now y'all know where to reach them. Please, guys, I'm telling you, reach out to them. They will embrace you like family, and there's nothing like talking to somebody that has been through some things that can help you get to the other side. Guys, if you want to follow me, Facebook, Tales from a Butterfly, Twitter at TS Faison, and on Instagram at TS Faison. And guys, butterflies, men and women, because remember, men are butterflies too. They're the monarchs, they're the leaders. I just want you to remember that no matter what it is you go through this week, no matter what you have found yourself in, even if you have found yourself away from God, just draw back near to him and he will embrace you, like Randy mentioned earlier, like the prodigal son, and you're still a rightful heir to the kingdom. Guys, I love you so much and thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.